Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of each and every day. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today calling good evil and calling evil good. And may I just read the text in Isaiah the 5th chapter and the 20th verse? Woe unto them that call good evil and call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the basis of what we're going to say today, because this is what we see happening on a wholesale basis out of Washington, out of everything that's called the Beltway in Washington, with the left and right side of the aisle, if you'd call it that, and then from all of the agencies that are three letters, the CDC, the DOJ, the FBI, FDA, et cetera, et cetera. We're finding those agencies literally reversing everything that we think of as morally and ethically and biblically sound today. It's being reversed. We live in an evil era today, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing that we can refer to and call it normal as we formerly would look at things. So as we look at the issue today, we're going to be talking about it based on the infallible, inspired Word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further declaratory statement is made in John 17, 17, where the scripture says, "Thy word is truth." It's speaking of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is staying. In fact, in Psalms 117, verse 2, says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And so I commend that to you, ladies and gentlemen. But we find those today that are in power positions in the Beltway in Washington that reject truth, deny truth, and will do everything possible to thwart the real truth from coming out. It goes back to a statement that I've used quite sometimes. The secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be absolutely true, if I can use that, true even today. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made the statement, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my challenge, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day on this broadcast, is that we seek the truth. And may I say, it's not found on the Communist Network News. Truth is not found on the majority, if not all, of the network news broadcast outlets. It's the real truth, only truth, is found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We need to stand and defend the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, if it is what is called so often today a political issue, a social issue, economic issue, or a theological, doctrinal, biblical issue. It's all under the caption of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God does not bifurcate society and put it on the basis, this is my pleasure life, this is my political life, this is my social life, this is my religious life. That's not it. It is all the basileion, the kingdom of God. And under that title, ladies and gentlemen, throughout all of the scripture, you find everything that we discuss day after day after day on Let's Face the Issues. We find them all to be biblical issues, and we need to look at it on the basis of the truth book. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with Honda, like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of the Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's closed on Sundays, allowing all of its staff to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God's Word ordained it. Drop by Tools for Time, make your application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, may I take a moment and simply read that verse again, which is the very basis of what we're wanting to talk about today. In Isaiah 5:20, God's word says, woe, that word woe is the word calamity. He is declaring calamity upon them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening in our nation today. This is happening on a, we could say, a global basis, but we're talking about America. We live in an era today when nothing can be referred to as normal anymore. You see, God created male and female, yet so-called modern science today declares that God's wrong, that somehow God made an error. There are dozens of variants in genders, according to the so-called medical science today. Dozens, in fact, one writer said, some 100+ supposed genders today in the society in which we're living in. Yet God declared that he created male and female, and everything that God created, according to Genesis chapter 1 and 2, all that he created, he said, it's good. And yet now man has taken upon himself through so-called science to say that God's in error, that God made a mistake, that God's lied to us, that there's more than one, more than two genders. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply taking the Bible and saying that God has made an error. In fact, in Proverbs 17:15, the Bible says, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Hear me. Proverbs 17:15, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. God calls it an abomination, but we find today that is being pushed as being the norm, that is being pushed today as being the regular schedule of things. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word is relevant today. In fact, there's some Christian schools and Christian organizations that's being prodded and pushed and threatened if they do not adhere to the new immoral, socially accepted, elitist, pushed agenda. I'm looking at an article that says, God has spoken. Despite death threats, a Christian school refuses to change their ban on sex. Dated August the 21st, a private Christian school in the state of Florida is not backing down from a long-held policy that students not partake in sexual activity outside of marriage despite alleged death threats against the school leaders and accusations that the school is targeting gay and transgender students. Quote, if I back down from this, from something like this, I'm abandoning what God has said is truth. I kind of racked my brain to like, quote, how is this hard for people to understand? This is what God said. This is one of the many reasons we have Christian schools, and we're not going to abandon our policy. God has spoken on these issues. Grace Christian School Administrator Karen McKean told Fox Digital News on the phone interview on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for a school taking that kind of stand. I believe it's authenticated and is real based on the authority of the Scripture. He goes further in the statement. We believe that God created mankind in His image, male and female, man and woman, sexually different with equal dignity. The email McKean sent to the school community in June reads, according to the NBC News, quote, therefore, one biological sex must be affirmed and no attempt should be made to physically change or alter that or disagree with it in one's biological gender, including but not limited to elective sex reassignment surgery, transvestite, transgender, non-binary gender fluid acts or conduct. Students in school will be referred to by their gender on their birth certificate and be referenced in name in the same fashion, according to the statement from the Christian school. We're talking about a Christian school right here in the state of Florida, ladies and gentlemen, not on the West Coast, not in California, not in Oregon, not in Colorado, not in New York, but right here in Florida. This article says, we don't expect any of our students who are not married to be sexually active, whether it be bisexual, heterosexual, or homosexual. I tell people, if a kid came to the door explaining how he was having sex with his girlfriend, that student would be expelled immediately, end quote. The school administrator, who has refused to speak to the media outlets until the Fox Digital News interview, said that he and his family, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, he and his family have since faced death threats following the press coverage of their email on the policy. He added that he was even forced to beef up security at his school. It's funny for us to be painted as being hateful. We have fielded hundreds, probably thousands of phone calls Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend with just some of the most outrageous things. People threatening to burn our house down. People threatening to kill my family. He added that the school was forced to have a massive law enforcement presence on Friday and hired armed security guards to bolster protection for the students from any potential threat. The principal of the school said that the school community and the people across the country have wholeheartedly stood behind their policy, with one man even donating $5,000 for the school, telling the school leaders, stay strong, keep the faith, don't bend, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the title of the article, God Has Spoken. Despite death threats, Christian school refuses to change their ban on sex. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what God calls us to do in the society in which we find ourselves in today, where the scripture says that what is taking place is those that call evil good and good evil, to put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Ladies and gentlemen, we find that to be taking place on a rampant basis, where if we stand for truth, if we stand for moral, ethical, biblical values, if we stand for faith and family and freedom in our nation, we are the ones that are called the domestic terrorist. We are the ones that are threatened and intimidated and demanded to bow and to bend and to change our position. God, ladies and gentlemen, in His word, has pronounced woe, calamity, upon those who call evil good and good evil. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What is your position on this? Do you believe that we need to keep the stand and the standard of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? Or do you believe even Christian institutions, churches, Christian academies, schools should bend and should be part of the grand sweep that's taking place across the nation in some way to bend to the norms, today's norms? Ladies and gentlemen, our culture is in decay. Ethics are in free fall. Just consider for a moment some of these things. We cannot have confidence in the CDC, the FDA, or any of the folks that are supposed to be in charge of our health care on a national basis. We cannot believe what they're saying because the health care organizations have simply become political machines rather than following what is true scientifically. They've bent the science. And we'll talk about it in a moment during the course of this broadcast, what Dr. Birks, Deborah Birks, is saying and doing, what she's admitted to in her new book. We'll talk about what Dr. Anthony Fauci has done to the nation, to the globe, and not talking about he's going to step down and retire at the end of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says huge numbers of doctors slamming the academy over pro-gender ideology. Whistleblowers reveal physicians' warnings about dangerous treatment. Huge numbers of doctors are slamming their own American Academy of Pediatrics over the organization's adherence to pro-trans transgender ideology and its deliberate campaign to censor criticism that agenda, according to the new report. The AAPs, that's the American Academy of Pediatrics, agenda was revealed by its decision to respond to a resolution calling for more research by banning any comments to the contrary, end quote. The report explained that dispute essentially is a war between doctors and their professional organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, out of the five-page article to succinctly say, doctors are taking some doctors, in fact, huge numbers, by the thousands, they're finally standing up and growing a backbone and saying that we're not going to go along with the transgender, the gender fluid, the gender dysphoria mindset that's been pushed by the association over the doctors. I believe it's time that physicians take a stand, come out from among them, and be separate, if we want to use the paraphrase of the biblical text. I believe it's time that we have honesty and integrity coming out of our medical society today rather than simply following what is being said and done in relationship to the lie that's being perpetrated on us as citizens. It seems as though, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, it seems as though just in the past 2 years, and I'm using that as a threshold for conversation, it seems as though just in the past 2 years, everything has come unthreaded, as I call it. Right is wrong, wrong is right, evil is good, good is evil. That seems to be the mindset on a rampant scale. There's some that are taking a stand, some that are fighting back, some that are saying we're not going to bow, we're not going to bend. And I believe that's the agenda that we need to take as Christians. I'm looking at an article. Defamed Dr. Robert Malone sues the Washington Post. The exclusive interview is seen on the video attached to this article, dated August the 19th. Dr. Robert Malone, a leading critic of the COVID-19 vaccines and the inventor of the mRNA technology platform on which they are all based, filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post on Friday for accusing him of spreading dangerous lies, end quote, and, quote, leading his followers on a journey of illness, suffering, and possible death, end quote. This article reads in part, in an hour-long video interview Friday with the WorldNet Daily News Media, Malone explained that the many major news outlets, including the New York Times, have cast him in a similar light. But the Post report January the 24th on his speech at the Defeat the Mandates rally in front of the Lincoln Memorial was particularly egregious, end quote. Significantly, Post staff writer Timothy Bella labeled as misinformation Malone's statement that vaccines are not working, citing studies in the CDC-sponsored journal as counterpoint. He analyzed CDC Director Rochelle Walensky's admission this week that her agency had failed in its response to the pandemic. Let me pause at this point, ladies and gentlemen. Simply put, the CDC, as we have announced on this broadcast in the past week, CDC has announced that they have lied to us. Now I'm using the term lied. They certainly haven't said that. They said they made an error in judgment, that they mishandled the COVID-19 pandemic, that what they had said and done were incorrect, that they had not followed the scientific data, that they had made an error in their judgment decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The long and short of it, ladies and gentlemen, CDC's announced that what they've said and done, including the social distancing, the mask mandate requirement, the lockdown requirement, and the statement by President Joe Biden and all of the CDC and the FDA heads have stated that the vaccine would prevent COVID, it would prevent hospitalization, it would prevent death, and it does none of the above. In fact, CDC has just announced that the unvaccinated are just as protected as the vaccinated. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. This article is very, very clear. Malone recalled that when unnamed CDC officials confessed to the New York Times in February that the agency withheld data on the vaccines because it didn't want criticism or it to be misinterpreted, which is described as scientific fraud in the news media's report on this. He says, I do think that we're in a situation where the lies are coming home to roost, according to Dr. Malone, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is the fact that we're watching right being called wrong, wrong being called right. And may I say to you, I believe that there's coming a day that this will all be revealed. Now, I don't know if it'd be in our lifetime or not. I'm looking forward to the next thing on the calendar of God, which is the rapture of the church. The word rapture is the Latin word rapturus, found in the text in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. The rapture of the church is a sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, that is, every Christian, be suddenly taken out of this world. That's the next thing on the calendar of God. I believe that we're going to see a lot of the revelations of what we see taking place today coming to fruition before the rapture of the church takes place. But I'm looking up. Scripture says in Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that, because we're living in a mixed up, messed up, sin-decaying world today as never before. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has made the statement that he's going to retire. Dr. Fauci says he's going to retire by the end of the year. He should be tried, convicted for murder, and removed from society, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if I can say any clearer than that. This article says, Dr. Fauci is out. Anthony Fauci revealed when he will step down. Dateline, August 22nd. I call him Sir Anthony Fauci, or Saint Anthony Fauci. But this article says, Dr. Anthony Fauci announced Monday that he will step down at the end of this year. While I'm moving on from my current positions, I'm not retiring, Fauci said. After more than 50 years of government services, I plan to pursue the next phase of my career. While I still have so much energy and passion for my field, I want to use what I have learned at the NIAID director to continue to advance scientific and public health inquiry to inspire and to mentor the next generation of scientific leaders and as they help prepare the world to face future infectious disease threats, end quote. Fauci said that he awaits his retirement. He will continue his current responsibilities and will help prepare the NIAID for leadership transition, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go back and you study the man's history and his background, he's been in government services for about 50 years. He's not signed the front of a check in his life. He's the highest paid federal worker today. I believe the number is about $436,000 a year. 456,000, some astronomical number. It makes more than the president makes, ladies and gentlemen. And it's basically the one that's in charge with his just speaking that this president administration, the Joe Biden administration, and all of those that are behind the scenes pulling Biden's strings, because Biden is not officially a president today at all. He's the puppet. And I believe Susan Rice, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, Barack Hussein Obama are pulling the strings. Joe Biden is simply the puppet, filling the empty suit to play pretend as president. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching as this all will ultimately be revealed and we find the truth of what is taking place. But Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci has been the one that had the major say-so in all that's been done in respect to our health and what is required today in the health mandates. In fact, I'm looking at one article that says, Senator Rand Paul puts Dr. Fauci on notice. Quote, Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Senator Paul said in a Monday morning tweet of Fauci, with whom the senator has sparred during the congressional hearings on multiple occasions, he will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussion he participated in concerning the lab leaks in the Wuhan, China lab and everything pertaining thereto, end quote. Fauci, in his statement of retirement, emphasized that he's not retiring, promising to use his knowledge to advance science and public health. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fearful thing to think that somehow, some way, America would continue to listen to, follow the advice and recommendation of Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci had been working on some type pathogen, splitting with what is called the gain-of-function research to be able to take pathogens and splice them and get them into an aerosol state and be able to be used as a pandemic. They've been successful in doing so. And Anthony Fauci and the group behind him and working with him have had the privilege, without the general public's knowledge, of filing for patents on some 83 different pathogens that they have invented in the lab. He's Dr. Frankenstein, ladies and gentlemen. And yet today, multitudes, hundreds of thousands, yea, millions around the globe today have been injured for life as a result of taking the COVID jab been a murderous jab, and with millions being injured permanently as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that Americans wake up and understand what is happening here. Here's one article. A congressman says Fauci is a snake oil salesman trying to escape being accountable. With Anthony Fauci, Biden's top bureaucrat on the COVID-19 pandemic, announcing that he's leaving the government's post before the next Congress, in which the GOP is expected to be the majority, their opinions about his work appearing, and they're not all good. For example, one member of Congress has compared him to a snake oil salesman trying to escape accountability. Further in the article, a column on Liberty Daily charged is a con man at best, and very likely he is complicit, speaking of Fauci, complicit in the deaths of countless people, end quote. Further, the writer in this article states, one such lawmaker is Congressman Thomas Massie, who laid out Fauci's fraudulent actions in a Twitter tweet. Massie, he says, science didn't evolve. Fauci ignored science. He denied the existence of natural immunity. He spoke of droplets to avoid acknowledging the size of the virus was too small to be stopped by any filter or any cloth mask. The vaccine trials were designed not to show the vaccine didn't prevent infection or to spread, but spoke as if they did. He ignored the harm caused by locking people down, delayed cancer screening, untreated diabetics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Goes on with the details of how Fauci has harmed and hurt and multitudes died as a result of Fauci's recommendations and the COVID jab. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue the thought today as we're talking about woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.